Welcome to Media Nouveau, a podcast series exploring new media, old media, and the murky area in between.
We're students in David Morgan's New Media Writing class at Emory University.
Throughout the semester, we will discuss and question different facets of the ever-changing media landscape,
examining the ways in which we interact with and shape media. Each episode will explore a publication,
so that the series as a whole will articulate our own definition of these genres.
Hi, I'm producer Jake.
And I'm assistant producer Andres.
And welcome to Media Nouveau, a podcast where we analyze new media and its impact on society. Today, we are going to be talking about a relatively new phenomenon that has come about in the past 2 to 3 years in the world of online media. It has gained traction in the past decade, and it is called vlogging.
Vlogging, or video logging, is in its simplest form someone picking up a video camera and filming his or her daily life for others to see. Although many vloggers started making videos as a hobby, it's evolved over time into a legitimate industry.
Not only is it a legitimate industry, but it is also a very competitive industry. Some people have gotten millions of people to watch their videos and follow their vlogs, while others struggle to even gain 100 views on a video. One of the most successful vloggers today is Casey Neistat, who has now uploaded a video every day and daily vlogged his life for the past 2 years.
Which is incredible. And over that time, he's accumulated about 7.9 million followers on YouTube and about 40 million views just in the past 30 days, according to socialblade.com. And he did all of this while making it all seem so easy.
So the question that we are going to try to answer today is, what makes him, Casey Neistat, significantly so much more successful compared to other vloggers? Why is he able to generate a following? And what are the hidden costs and challenges that prevent others to become successful? In order to solve this question, we have to dive briefly into the history of vlogging and daily blogging.
It seems like for the past 20 years or so, we've had an interest in watching or reading about other people's lives. And this started in the early 90s with online diaries. Essentially, journalists or diarists would share details about their daily lives and post these passages online.
In fact, some media outlets today, like the Drudge Report and other famous daily blogs, can all be traced back to online diaries. People enjoyed reading these blogs as an escape from problems in their everyday lives. In addition, these blogs also provided advice to their audiences. However, the intermediary step between online diaries and early blogging was actually the creation of reality television.
Yeah, in fact, during the mid-2000s, MTV came out with shows like The Hills and The Jersey Shore, which brought upon a new way of presenting and viewing people's lives. These highly dramatized shows would chronicle the lives of entertaining people. Audiences became obsessed with watching reality television, and through this, a new culture emerged.
And now in recent years, there has been an even bigger increase in the amount of reality TV shows. Even networks are dedicated just for reality television. However, the shortfall with most TV shows like this is that it is actually scripted. Therefore, the sense of realism is gone. Differently, with vlogging, there is no corporate mediator. The person who is creating the vlog has total control over the message they are sending to the audience.
And this is why vlogging was conceived. We've always had an interest in knowing about other people's lives in order to both relate and escape. In addition, seeing other people's lives gives us the opportunity to see both train wrecks and, cool shit. Vlogging was then created in this vacuum in order to fulfill a need of both authenticity and entertainment in the viewership of another's life.
There is a sense of amateurism to vlogging, where it's someone speaking into a camera. But Casey Neistat has become successful using this model while others haven't. What really separates Casey from the rest of the vlogging community is the idea of throwing this idea of amateurism and speaking into the camera out the window.
Yeah, in fact, in his video, $18,000 a night hotel room, for example, Casey seemingly spontaneously meets with fans to fly drones over the beach and get these super cool shots of the nature there, and gets a call to stay the night in one of the world's most renowned and expensive hotel rooms in San Diego. He gives off the impression that everything that happens in these videos happens spontaneously, and that he's able to make a high-quality video just by capturing his experiences on camera. There's more here than what meets the eye, however. Casey Neistat uses hyped-up language and beautiful visuals to convey to the audience the fun sensation that he wants to drive home. He also has had years of related experience in the genre.
In fact, since Casey was a little boy, he's always had a desire for filmmaking and cinematography. As early as 2003, he would start making videos. In fact, one of these videos about iPod batteries went viral and gained over 1 million views. Remember, 2003 is pre-YouTube. In 2010, Casey and his brother released a series of short films on HBO, which were snapshots into their daily lives. As of now, Neistat almost has 20 years of video production and editing experience. And when he started vlogging in 2015 on YouTube, he decided to take those skills of advanced cinematography and movie-like production to his YouTube channel. Casey used high-quality equipment and time-lapse shots in order to create videos that are entertaining.
Yeah, and something that sets Casey apart from others is that he views his entire day as a narrative and wants to convey a clear beginning, middle, and end. What makes Casey so original is that he makes something that in reality is so complex and difficult look natural and easy. Everything seems natural and unposed, even though he is actually setting up a camera in a specific location for a scene he wants to shoot.
In one of his videos, however, it isn't just his techniques that set him apart. It is also his work ethic, determination, and ability to connect with people through multiple social media platforms that allows him to continue to be so popular.
Another reason Casey Neistat has become so popular is the message that he conveys in his videos. Casey Neistat has fun with what he does and frequently tells his audience to do what you can, thereby encouraging them to maintain high standards of achievement and live life to the fullest.
This type of vibe is very prominent among top vloggers, but fails to take into consideration the myriad of obstacles that upcoming celebrities have to face. Casey Neistat's unique style, as aforementioned, is more than just a vlog. It's a work of art. He finds ways to enrapture his audience using not only his videographer background, but also his experience working on the YouTube platform.
Because his videos seem so effortless and natural, however, people fail to take this into account when they try to emulate his style or try to start a blog in the hopes to achieve the same level of fame. The reality is that there is so much more to this form of new media than people can fathom.
Vlogging became such a successful industry on the idea of low overhead, where your life simply serves as a story. Vloggers were able to upload videos of their lives to platforms like YouTube and make profit off of these videos. The vloggers who were able to gain a large following began to make a lot of profit.
However, with Google acquiring YouTube, now content video creators can't make the same profit that they used to from their videos, if any at all. Therefore, vloggers need to find other ways to make money from their videos.
And Casey has been successful. A lot of vloggers rely on third-party donations through organizations like Patreon, funding through merchandise, and sponsorships. Therefore, vloggers will continue to need to find other ways of making money off their videos. Casey himself has maintained a large income through various sponsorships, like promoting the Boosted Board, that's a new type of skateboard, or even GoPro themselves, a prominent camera company. Now, what truly makes Casey's vlogs original? Well, let's let Casey explain that himself.
This first kind of instructional sharing video by saying this. Probably the most important thing to succeeding, whether it's in the vlog game, the YouTube game, or in the creative space at all, is this. You have to have your own thing. So if you follow this video perfectly and you make the most perfect Casey vlogs, you will have failed before you've begun. They don't want to see your Casey vlogs. They want to see your vlogs. They want to see what you can bring to the table. My favorite thing in the world is seeing how YouTubers are able to iterate and build on other YouTubers' styles and sentiments and ideas until they make something that's uniquely theirs. Those are the YouTubers that really succeed. So the most important rule is be original. And that whole recipe that I just outlined, that was what I thought I could uniquely bring to YouTube and help find success with it.
This has been Media Nouveau. I'm Jake.
I'm Andres.
Thanks for listening.